about the ancestors or back of the grandmothers. Now, I didn't know anything about Graham Wiswell's family at all. I don't ever recall. They might have talked about it. They must have talked about it. Mom must have talked about something about the aunts and the uncles and so on and so forth. But I don't remember of anything talking about the Mullen family. I don't remember anything about. But as far as the Proctor family, that was Graham Robb. She was from a the Proctor family was. They had money. And that's how Gramp and Graham Robb got the farm. The Proctors, her family bought it. And all the time that Gramp was running the farm, she was doling out the money. She paid for everything that was bought for the farm. Gramp would he'd always want to try to keep up with George Hill, other farmer in town, and if George Hill got a hayloader, by golly, Gramp Robb wanted a hayloader. So Anna was in charge of the money, and she, Grandma Robb was in charge of the money. When it was time, he could buy this and he could buy that, and he was the type that left it out in the field. Going to use it next year, so we'll leave it out there and it'll be all ready to use. Don't want to have to bring it back and put it in the barn and keep it covered up. No, nothing like that. But he was that type. And if there's any work to do, he'd always hire two men to do the work. He as far as I know, Grandpa Rob never did any work himself, really. He hired people to do the work. Always had a herdsman and other helpers around the farm. And this I got, as far as I was, I got this from the latter part of Dad living. He used to tell about Grant Rob not having anything. She was the one. Matter of fact, Dad, when Dad got married, they bought the house, the farm, up next door to the farm, which Uncle Guy lived in later. But he bought that, and he borrowed the money from his mother. And he paid that back. Now, he got there in 1915, they were married. And they were burned out in 23. He had that house, had that place paid for. And that's when we came down, when he moved down to town with Chuck was a very small baby, Margaret and Lonnie. And then, of course, Anna and I came along later down here. And as I say, that's about the only thing I can give you on the Proctors. A matter of fact, I have a lot of the antiques that was left in the Proctor family. Not a lot, but some antiques that were left in the Proctor family. And I do hope that somebody of Robinson relation will want it. And it's here. Matter of fact, it was Betty, my cousin Betty, had it down in Silver Springs, Maryland. Now Tacoma Park, Maryland. And she brought it up to me, 3-4 years before she died. And it's some of the stuff is rather old. We have a sample that's it's done in 1801, 1804, something like that. So it's an old whole piece of antiques of the from the Proctor family. Now, this was done by Grandma Rob's mother when she was a little 8-year-old girl. And I say, I've got it hanging up right in the living room here, right over my over the mantle. It's been there ever since I got it from Betty. It's all glassed, framed and glassed. It's in fairly good condition. That family goes back quite a ways. I believe they he was the Proctor. Had a sawmill, and I believe made his money in lumber. That's about my limit for Graham and Gramps on both sides. Okay.